the only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday. Farmer's Fridge delivers fresh, healthy meals through smart fridges and retail partners using technology to ensure freshness and to cut waste. We welcome in Luke Saunders, founder and CEO of Farmer's Fridge in Chicago. Luke, thank you for joining us today. And this is one of those Entrepreneur Friday segments that I like to call Watching Scotty Grow, in which the case, you were first on the program in 2013 when you were starting out. I think you and I have chatted before on this program, and look at you now. I see your vending machines everywhere. I see Farmer's Fridge, those jars, in grocery stores and cafes all over the city.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'm excited about the growth. From when we talked, we have now over 2,000 locations across the country. We still make all the food here in Chicago 7 days a week fresh, and then we have a network of refrigerated trucks that takes it all over the country.
Now, how has technology benefited your business? Because when you make fresh food, fresh salads, fresh meals for people, you run into the possibility of spoilage, either getting to the destination, getting to the vending machine, or just from unused product. So how has tech helped you cut down on food waste?
Yeah, technology is really critical. So every fridge that we have out there are vending machines. We have an internet connection and we get real-time inventory. And then we built an entire system from scratch to actually help us manage that. So we make the food every single day. And then at the end of the day, that system essentially decides where it's going to go. So if we sell a lot of food today at O'Hare, we'll send more food there or wherever the food is needed the most. So that really helps us to limit the waste. But it's also the business model itself. We're making fresh food starting at 4 a.m. and we're getting it into those fridges overnight. So the entire business was actually built around that fresh product.
It also seems like a number of other trends in food and technology have definitely moved in your direction since 2013. It seems like a lot of quick service restaurants, places are definitely putting a premium on fresh ingredients made on site or close to the site. And on top of that, I think since COVID-19 entered our lives, the idea of a machine vending food, it's above and beyond just sticky buns and candy bars. It's no longer an exotic technology.
For sure. I think to your point about health, people are just more engaged every day on where's my food coming from? I want whole ingredients. They understand that fresh food is really hard to mess with. I mean, all we can do is cut it up and get it to you quickly. And then, you know, a lot of QSR restaurants have actually moved to touchscreen and mobile order, which is, it was kind of a fringe idea over 10 years ago, and now is very normal. So consumers have definitely been acclimated to just ordering through a touchscreen, which is exactly what you do at a Farmer's Fridge.
Now, you have the vending machines, thousands of vending machines now. And of course, I think I see one of your vending machines in the Block 37 tunnel between the blue line and the red line every day. But I also see Farmer's Fridge meals at the Amazon Fresh store in the Prudential building. So you have the vending machines. You also have retail. And how is the retail side of the business working out for you?
The retail business is great. We've grown that a lot over the last few years. We always intended to essentially leverage the same distribution network and great quality products to serve retail. And with COVID, it really accelerated because the fridge business slowed down for a few years. So we leaned into our retail partners. And now we are in places like Hudson News, Amazon that you mentioned, but also Walmart, Target, and others that are coming online. So it's something that's really grown. It fulfills our mission of making fresh, healthy food as accessible as a candy bar. It doesn't always have to be in the vending machine. It's really, we want to be wherever the consumers are.
Luke Saunders, founder and CEO of Farmer's Fridge in Chicago. Thank you for joining us on Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour. And still to come, blending tradition with innovation to reshape a Chicago pharmacy. It's